FM 90.3 WJTL, Greg Sykes, just the beginning. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Hey, this is intern Paul with a look at Tuesday's forecast. Sunny and breezy today with a high of 56. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low of 37. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of afternoon rain and a high of 49. It's currently 42 degrees out.
Today's Talkback Tuesday. Today, we'd like to know which athlete in pro sports you see as a positive role model. You can leave your comments to about 30 seconds on the listener hotline, 717-397-8090. We look forward to hearing from you.
Our friends Mark and Kristen Cody are here. They've brought their kids, Caleb, Jacob, and Rachel. They are with Kids Alive International. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Great to have you here, Mark.
Great to have you here.
Tell us about Kids Alive International.
Well, Kids Alive works in 14 different countries, and we live in Peru, so we're part of Kids Alive Peru. We exist to strengthen families, and particularly we do that by rescuing and restoring abandoned, abused, vulnerable, at-risk children through children's homes, care centers, and we also have a school in Lima, Peru.
Wow, and you've been there for 3 years now?
We've been there for 3 years, very focused on learning language and culture and developing relationship, and our workload has just increased alongside of all that. It's a tremendous opportunity.
Any great stories from the past 3 years that come to mind that would kind of give us a glimpse into what God is doing through your ministry?
Yeah, in Pucallpa, the city where we live, it's a jungle city. We live right outside of that city. In the last 2 years, we've seen two houses open for abandoned children. And so we have a boys' house and a girls' house. Young children who've come from horrific situations, and yet their stories are now characterized by hope. Their countenances have changed. We see them learning and growing in school, and most of all, learning to love the Lord and to grow in a healthy, redemptive family environment. It's very special.
Now, when you say jungle city, I'm not sure, like my brain is a little, and your daughter was telling us about her school,
yeah,
that they don't wear shoes and it's in the jungle. So can you describe what a jungle city looks like?
Yeah, well, 50 years ago, it would have been what we imagined the jungle to be, but it has been cleared out. There's some roads paved. There's a few malls there now.
Okay.
Most of the cars are moto cars, like those motorcycles with a carriage behind it.
Yeah.
And so when you get outside of the immediate city part, it's still a lot of dirt roads and more rural, some patches of dense forest, but also some open areas as well. So.
Wow. And I understand, now you guys are going back after Christmas.
We are. We're on home assignment right now.
Yeah, but I understand your old connection in Lancaster County Christian School, you're taking some kids down.
I get to go back next week from November 5th to 13th. I'll be accompanying the senior class from Lancaster County Christian School on their senior trip, and we've really enjoyed our relationship with them as they send their seniors every year.
What a great tie-in with what you used to do
it
and what you do
special.
Now.
Yeah.
I love that. And Krista is with us today as well. Good morning again to you, Krista.
Buenos dias.
Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
I understand that you have started a young women's ministry as part of what you guys are doing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, actually it was spearheaded by a fellow missionary, Emma Rivero, and she's from Northern Ireland, married to a Peruvian, and she's been working in the program for many years, and with the girls that have come through the girls' club, she's seen them as they've gotten older, have gotten pregnant, have young kids. She has young children herself, and so had a heart to start a MOPS kind of program in Peru.
Yeah.
So we have anywhere from 3 to 6 women every time we meet every other week, and we just try to encourage them. They bring their kids and they play. We have snacks always, of course, and teach them about financing, health, hygiene, just anything to help them break the cycle of what they were raised in. And so that when I hold these children, it's just, I pray for them and just know that God has something special for them in the future with more hope and dreams, and for their moms too. We encourage them to go back to school if at all possible, and just to expand their view of what is possible for them, because they think that's it.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
That's great. Mark, if folks want more information about what you guys are doing or if they want to support you financially, they can visit you online?
They can. You can find us at kidsalive.org. You can also email us directly, mark.cote, C-O-T-E, at kidsalive.org.
Kidsalive.org is the spot. We'll talk more with Mark and Kristen coming up in just a bit. Right now, back to the music with Matt Marr. This is Your Love Defends Me on FM 90.3 WJTL, your home.